Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Creme de la creme.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Matt Steinmetz along with Daryl the Guru Johnson today.
Yes, sir.
The Guru. He's back and better than ever. And how's it going, my man?
Everything on the house front is better, but I'll say this. Never have I been so happy that the YouTube chat was disabled than yesterday. But I know I still caught some strays, I'm sure.
I can honestly say I'm so built for this.
You caught a few on the
podcast. Yeah, but Dante diming me out to you guys and then you airing me out on air.
What do you mean?
I was typing, why wasn't Kuminga in the last 8 minutes of the Warrior loss to the Clippers?
Right.
Somehow I typed Flamingo. He knew who I was talking about. He shared that with you and then you guys aired me out on air. Snitches.
If it'll get you a laugh.
Oh boy.
We'll try it. Okay. We'll try it. We'll try it.
Well, the Niners aren't laughing and the Warriors, they got a smile.
Yeah, the Warriors play tonight. They play the Atlanta Hawks. They're 10-3 at Chase. Of course, the 49ers play the Packers this Sunday, 1:25, from Lambeau Field. And usually on a Wednesday is when we begin to shift our focus to the upcoming game, but we also sprinkle in the stuff that we haven't gotten to for most of the week. And I got to ask you.
I'm here for you.
Just where the Golden State Warriors played Monday against the Clippers. They got beat 102-99, I think. Is that what it was?
Lost by three. They
112-109, maybe? Shoot. It doesn't matter. They lost by 3 points. Tonight they got the Hawks. What are you thinking about these days for the Golden State Warriors?
I'll take a page out of the Niners playbook, Stoney, the Red Cross. I don't like that they identified DeAnthony Melton as the guy that was going to start for the foreseeable future. And I know he can't control getting hurt. But, man, I don't know when he's coming back. And I'm looking at Pods. And I don't know. You tell me if you heard from Coach and Vallejo, because Pods is struggling right now. But he was the ideal backup point guard on this team. And I think they're missing that. And Pods has got to get it together, Stoney. And I know you tell me what you think if it was mask gate. But, you know, the last couple of games, there's been no mask. But 18% from three, 38 from the field. Like, yikes. That's got to improve. And if he were here right now, Pods, I'd tell him, well, Melton's out right now with the ACL issue. You know, that's not a sprained ankle. So, Stoney, there's got to be some urgency for them to get him to get back to what he was last year. But other than that, 10-3, I'll take it. I didn't like Kuminga not playing the last 8 minutes of the last game because I thought his athleticism. Stein, he was finishing with his right left off glass, but there were some turnovers. But you got to make your free throws, and I don't know if you have that early on is how serious you take the Warriors' free throw issue situation. Because to me, I'm like, damn, last? But if you're going to win or be a scorer, you got to make your free throws.
I'm not worried.
Okay. About why?
Free throw shooting.
Why?
Because I told Evan today, this is my belief. There's no such thing as a bad free throw shooting team.
The numbers say.
There's no such thing as a bad free throw shooting team. There are bad free throw shooters on a team. Mm. But the Warriors are sitting with Steph Curry. They're sitting with Buddy Hield.
Steph only going three times a game early on.
Yeah, and you know if he shoots six a game, they're probably not in last place anymore. But no, I'm not worried about their free throw shooting. As long the problem they're having right now with free throws is mainly three guys, and that's Kuminga.
60%.
He's only shooting 60. He shot 75 last year. There's actually only one guy on the team that worries me. Two guys that worry me a little bit on the team.
Give him to me.
One is Pods, because he didn't shoot the ball well from the line last year. And the second is Trayce Jackson-Davis. That's the one that I'm worried about, because if opposing teams feel like he's not a great free throw shooter. They're going to start kind of taking his head off in there. Mm. And then if he steps to the line and only can make one out of two, then I think that's where you get yourself into trouble. But I'm not overly concerned about the free throw shooting right now. I'm more interested at this point in, do you think there's something starting to go on with Draymond Green?
Well, that's interesting you say that, because I was out yesterday at the Dr. Stani, and I'm just sitting there all day basically in the waiting room, and I'm like, I didn't see what happened Friday in regard to Draymond's holding of the ankle. And I've given him all the accolades that he deserves with his play, with his microphone game, because he's been second to none, and this is a great Draymond Green. But when I heard the bombshell this morning, what I deem bombshell on his podcast, and I think we got the sound, Steiny, where he feels like, you know what, the NBA ratings are low and they need him, that's when I'm stealing the page out of your playbook, Steiny. I'm going, do you want to, everything's going good, do you want to say that to the masses?
Well,
that your name is, not that it's not, but did you have that gravitas to, and like Dre, is bigger than you not being in the news, you know?
Well, on Friday, the Warriors beat the Memphis Grizzlies, and Zach Edey and Draymond got tangled up in the backcourt, and it wasn't dissimilar from what happened with Draymond and Sabonis.
Exactly.
And Draymond grabbed his leg.
From behind.
On the night of the game, he was charged with just a foul. And then after the game, it was upgraded to a flagrant one. Mm. And then, of course, he got thrown out of the game on Friday.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for anything he did with Zach Edey.
Okay.
He had a technical early in the game, and then the Edey play happened, which was just a foul. And then he got a second tee late in that game.
And that was John with the ref.
Yeah, and that's okay. where he ended up being ejected. All right, so then what happens? Well, then Draymond does a podcast and says this about the Memphis Grizzlies and their coach.
You got Janky Taylor Jenkins, who's a softy. Bro, this game 11, you run into the media crying about a foul that, come on, bro. So guess what you just taught your 7'3 rookie? How to be emotional and run to the media talking about a foul. We bigs. We big men. You don't run to the media talking about a foul. You a big man. He's supposed to protect John Morant. You right. Send him up to where John Morant gonna be to protect him. He's big enough to possibly have fooled people that he could be a little tough. And now nobody believe you. Now Joel Embiid gonna like try to put his chest into the stanchion just to see. Like, I think he might be a little soft. Boom.
Yeah, they gonna try now. Everybody gonna try.
Y'all gotta stop breeding these soft dudes, man. Stop making these guys turn out to be snitches and soft and going to tell. Because you are a big man.
Go ahead.
No, you.
I feel like the great Tupac Shakur is coming out of Draymond Green because he said, one, we as bigs, he included Edie. And Stoney, I never once thought about the breeding aspect or component of, and I haven't heard Edie if he went to the media like the coach has.
Zach Edie said it was not a basketball play.
Okay, all right. But Dre's, I get goosebumps hearing that, Stoney.
Why?
Because I don't know, and I wonder if that's part of being soft by going to the media and you being a big and you having to be the protector of Ja. And I'm not saying Edie's soft, but hearing a guy that plays this game the way Dre does, I kind of like, oh, my goodness, I feel like I'm in a corporate boardroom and he's at the whiteboard. And I'm like, that makes sense, Dre.
No, so he can run to he laughs at people who run to the media to snitch. But he goes on to his own podcast after every game and tells the NBA story according to Draymond Green. My question is, are we back on the slippery slope with Draymond Green?
Well, I'll say this to that. I see where you're coming from, but I guess Taylor had talked about possibly getting, you know, there being some repercussions. So now Draymond, I feel like Stoney on his podcast, he can talk about whatever he wants, and he does. But I feel like now you're trying to get me to miss games. You're trying to not have me there, and you're campaigning. So that's why he took issue with it.
Well, I mean,
but the play was he did have his ankle. Dre let it go. Because they're saying, what if he would have blew out his Achilles?
I mean, Taylor Jenkins is doing nothing different than Steve Kerr would do for one of his players, which is stick up for him. And Draymond Green has a little bit of a history, little bit. And
we're priors.
So here we go. We're playing the Atlanta Hawks tonight. Draymond Green obviously will be out on the floor tonight. There's no way they can suspend him 5 days after the incident.
All right.
So he'll be in the lineup tonight, but that doesn't mean that other guys don't think he should have been suspended. We got a great show coming up today. We got Eddie Johnson
EJ.
At 11 o'clock, Phoenix Suns color analyst since 2003, 17-year NBA veteran. We also have Ben Golliver, Washington Post national NBA writer and also an author himself. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Anybody out there starting to get worried about Draymond Green?
Where are you at? I got to believe we're going to get a lot of no's.
I'll tell you on the other side where I'm at with Draymond Green. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by San Francisco International Airport.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're talking to me. It's always fun game.
Absolutely incredible.
Now, back to Stoney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
So last week, we were talking about Draymond Green. It might have even been on Friday.
It's always fun game.
I can't remember, but we were talking. I said something like, man, Draymond Green's probably had the best week of his NBA career in about 2 years just because of his play and what he was saying and his leadership.
Yep.
Friday night, he gets ejected. He holds on to Zach Edey's leg, and he ends up getting a flagrant one. Now he's on his podcast saying the Grizzlies are soft and they're creating a culture that's too emotional. And if you remember, Goo, I said on Friday, I said, okay, right now, would you bet that Draymond Green can keep this up, meaning the leadership, the play, et cetera?
Like,
is this who he's going to be? And I think I said for now, or we'll see.
That's a two.
But my first question is, like, does this count as anything? On the Draymond Green ledger.
Everything. All right. I love this, the ledger talk. And before I answer, Stoney, I'm getting destroyed on the text line because people are saying I'm buying what Draymond is selling because he's talking about a code and he's going to the podcast doing the exact opposite.
You've been very high on Draymond since you looked in his eyes.
I'm not trying to be Johnny Cochran. He doesn't need me to defend him. What I'm marveling at is his perspective on things. The Edey, this is, you're teaching him how to be soft.
I don't care.
I know, but I do that stuff.
His perspective.
Yeah, I do, though.
I care about how he's fitting into the Warriors organization and whether or not he can turn over a new leaf was beginning to.
I don't believe this is, and you gave me this in the bet. That's why I hadn't paid up. But, I was betting Friday. But, I'll tell you this. I told you getting ran would not constitute the bet being over. Well, we're talking about suspension.
I don't have a problem with him getting thrown out with 8 seconds
left. But when I read this story about what Memphis is politicking to have happened, then he reacts this way publicly, I'm like, I wish Dre maybe would have held on to it, but I can still marvel at it. But now I feel like tonight the refs are going to be, okay, he's back. We're going to call a tight whistle on you.
The one thing that I just thought of is, so last year Draymond got suspended for, I think, 5 games.
Almost a year
Gobert,
ago, yeah.
And then obviously was suspended indefinitely.
That hurt.
Okay, so now we come into a new year, all right? And he plays 10 games and everything's fine. Now he gets a foul where he holds on to Edey's leg. They upgrade it to a flagrant one. And I just thought to myself, well, let's say another player had done that and the league would have said, you know what, we might want to suspend him here. Could the league really suspend Draymond Green right now for 1 game? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Last year he had 5 and an indefinite. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, what happens the next time? Well, if the next time is just a 1-game suspension, like, okay, I guess we're not looking at past events. That's the one thing I'd be worried about if I were a Warrior fan. If and when Draymond Green does something, will what happened last year impact the decision, or will he just begin to start at 1 game,
okay,
5 the next? And I think the more I think about it, it's going to be tough for the league to suspend Draymond 1 game after everything that's happened last year, particularly because in recent press releases, they've specifically put in there that past actions are a factor when they determine punishment.
Yeah, no doubt. And let's put a rat on the table early, Stoney, brought to you by Adco Pest Control. How do we know that's not happening right now? Because it would be a bad look from the NBA if he were to get suspended for that infraction Friday. Because I'd be like, well, what the hell is taking so long? But if they're taking into account what this would look like and where this thing would go and it having to be more than 1 game, I'm starting to wonder maybe if he has some Geico, the fact that it is Dre, that, you know, you said in real time it wasn't a technical. So I just think it would be a bad look now if the NBA doubled back after the complaining of Memphis and came down with some form of a punishment.
No, I don't think he's going to get penalized at all for that any more than he already has, which is a flagrant one and whatever the fine is that comes with that. But I'm just wondering
the protocol.
Yeah, well, and I'm also wondering how Warrior fans viewed that game on Friday and what happened.
Did you see it in real time? I didn't. I had to go because it was so close to the end. I had to go back.
I checked the replay and then watched the replay a bunch of times. You know what? People might be surprised at this, especially the people that think I don't like Draymond Green. I feel like whenever that happens in basketball, guys get tangled up. They always try to grab something and hold the other guy up. They kind of do.
But it's he was headed the other way.
They pretend to get all tangled up. And they,
like he did Sabonis and stomped on him.
No, that's different. He stomped on his chest. What? Different. I'm talking about guys get tangled up. The play starts moving up the court. And now both players are trying to mess with each other.
Zach thought he was running freely.
Yeah, I think
so. I'm being real here. That's why it could have been dangerous.
But he never could run freely because his foot was always lodged between it and Draymond.
Like, I don't think he knew Dre had his foot, Stani, and that's what makes this dangerous. And I'm going to defend Dre on the Sabonis.
Flagrant one is fine.
He could have made the argument that I was getting ready to run. I didn't know dude was right behind me when I pushed down or stomped down. So
no, I disagree. I think if you look at the tape from both, the Sabonis stomp to me is significantly worse.
Well, I'm not. It is, but I'm just telling you, Edie did not know Dre was going to hold his foot when he stuck off trying to run.
Nah.
What if he would have, his Achilles would have, what if he got majorly, then what are we talking about? Then it's amped up times a thou wow.
And you know what? That's the other thing. Yeah. Oh, a guy could get hurt on that play. Okay, when's the last time a guy got hurt on a play like that? Like, come on. So it's just like, it's almost kind of.
You're sounding like Dre is, and it's not a bad thing.
That kind of play doesn't bother me.
So
it just
Dre
doesn't.
Is okay in what he was saying then?
Saying or doing?
No, when he's talking about what Memphis is looking like by politicking for something to come down on him on something that now you say is kind of trivial.
No, I said a flagrant one's fine.
Oh, all right, got you.
Flagrant one's fine for that. I don't think it should have been more. It's like, almost like...
Suspension talk is ridiculous.
That's what I think.
And Draymond does, too.
I mean, that's what I think. Let's go to Chris in San Jose. What's going on, Chris? How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, Steiny? Spadoni played me. I mean, I tried to say I was Matthew Steinmetz from Reading, Pennsylvania, but hey. If Chris San Jose gets me to the front of the line, that'll work too.
Chris.
You know, Steiny, I think that with Draymond, death, taxes, and Draymond getting a suspension due to his ego and arrogance is a given. Those are the three given things in my life as a Warrior fan. So this, you know, and him, he's just so, listen, there's a quote, and I don't know if it's exact, but oftentimes the loudest person in the room is not the smartest person in the room. And there's nobody louder in the entire NBA than Draymond Green. If you think about that one for a second.
No, I would agree.
And nobody else in the NBA has literally, go to YouTube, nobody has a 5 to 10 minute compilation over the last decade of egregiously dirty plays. And Guru, I'm sorry, brother. I don't know what level of sports you played or like how you watched the game, but you don't think the Sabonis, he jumped up and double foot stomped Sabonis on the chest. What are we talking about?
Right. No,
brother?
I'm not defending
what
that.
What are you
and I
talking
came,
about?
Real quick, I came down hard on Dre for that. My thing is, he could have made the same argument that I was getting ready to run and I stepped on dude not knowing he was there. That's all. I'm not defending that play and I never have.
I hear what you're saying, but we can't do the revisionist history. It's been a decade. He does this time and time again. It's like Steiny said, 10 games into the season, and we're like, oh, wow, Draymond's not arguing. And then, boom, it takes one play where Draymond fumbles on his face, loses the ball, instantly gets frustrated, and grabs this kid by the leg. I hear what Steiny's saying, oh, his leg was already there. I don't care. Draymond clenched his leg and grabbed him.
So, Chris, should he be suspended, Chris? Should he be suspended, Chris?
I do not. No. Okay. I don't think he should be suspended. I think the year restarted. I understand it went 1-5, and then it was, it's suspended indefinitely until he came back. But he's so out of touch with reality. People, does he think people are watching the Warriors for Draymond Green? Really? Is that what he thinks?
He said ratings are down.
Well, let me ask you this, Chris.
They don't love you like that. Hey, in the words of Draymond, they don't love you like that, bro.
That's pretty funny.
They don't love you like that.
Let me ask you this before I let you go. So is it fair to say you believe it's just a matter of time?
Oh, absolutely, Ishelman.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Chris. I don't know if I would bet the house on it.
But for Dre to say, Stoney, the ratings are down and they need to call on Draymond Green.
Well, this is
Dre, they ain't coming at you like that. You know what I mean?
This is what Chris was talking about in San Jose.
The ratings is low. We know Draymond name sparks buzz. We know that name carries weight. We know that's gonna get people riled up.
See, that's where he loses me, Stoney. He can't say that out loud, though. And I'm with Chris, Stoney. It's bigger than you, Dre, in that regard to get the ratings back up. But that's how he feels, and he said it, but...
All right, let's go to... Let's real quick go to West Oakland Holloway. What's going on, West Oak?
What's going on, Stoney?
Hey,
I got a lot to say. I know I ain't gonna be able to say it all. So
take
you just
your time.
Have to bear with me for 1 second, man. Because your co-host and my partner over there gushing over Draymond, and I'm highly disappointed in him right now. But that's a conversation for a different day.
Wow.
So Stoney, you said, are you worried about Draymond Green?
Yes.
Nope, I'm not worried. You know why I'm not worried, Stoney?
Okay.
Because the man never changed. He is who he is.
Mm.
He never fooled me with all that stuff he was doing in the middle, all that talk, I need to be a better. Nah, he was just saying that. He was just saying that. He's what they call a wolf in sheep clothing. That's what he is. Now, the man just talked about Memphis being soft. But this is the same team you just talked about you was going to sign with.
That's true.
You said that.
Wow.
But now they soft. Now they snitching, right? You teach. Okay. Now, I could be wrong, Stoney. You might have to check on this for me. But in 2015, whenever they lost the 3-1, when Draymond was suspended, didn't LeBron go to the league and try to get Draymond suspended for an extra game?
There was something about LeBron going to the league. I remember that. Yes.
Okay. So he was snitching.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, Stoney.
Yeah.
Stoney. After they lost 3-1, not only did he snitch on you, not only did you cost the Golden State Warriors possibly back-to-back championships, you signed with the man company in the offseason. So you don't fool me. I don't like fake tough dudes.
All right.
You wouldn't have pulled on Charles Oakley ankle, Xavier McDaniel ankle.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. West Oakland.
Appreciate the
Leo
call,
radio
man.
On, Castani. For the people that think I like hearing a gladiator come from the point of view. You know, that they experience.
He's not a gladiator. He's an NBA basketball player.
No, he's playing, Stoney. He's a gladiator.
Well,
they all are.
No,
but
they're
he's
not.
One
no,
of the
they're
best.
Not. That's all what that's what.
But I
West
can...
Oakland Holloway's saying. He says Draymond's a tough guy, a false tough guy, that he's not a gladiator. That's what my man was saying, I think.
Well, and I'm saying gladiator from what his job assignment and job duties entail. And West Oakland Holloway, why I'm giving Dre, why I'm in this mood is I'm not grading his comments, Stoney. It's just fascinating to hear his perspective. And for him to say they're breeding a youngster, a rookie, to be soft, and you're supposed to do what I've done for Steph and things like that, I kind of just marvel at hearing that. That's all.
Yeah, I think he's. That's where I really don't need him. Talking about Taylor Jenkins, a guy he knows nothing about. Here's the other thing, and we got to
call him Janky Taylor.
We got to put this in the equation. Hey, Evan.
Huh?
Where's Zach Edey from?
Purdue.
Where did he grow up?
Ah, no, you're going.
That's a good question.
Toronto.
Well, he's
so you
soft.
Think Dre's picking and choosing.
Dude, how many times is this now?
I've said that
this
before,
guy,
but
you want to talk about this is the greatest 10-year coincidence of all time when you talk about who he's gone after. Nurkic, Gobert, Edey. Come on. Oh, yeah. That's what that
and but he I got hope to do it with Tristan Thompson back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah. They kissed.
Okay. But that's another thing that West Oakland Holloway's talking about, I think.
No, and I just
take a look at the guys.
Yeah.
God, stop it.
But we're talking about the meantime right now. I think the call is right for me.
He'd never do it to Oakland.
He's been phenomenal this year. I'm not going to let this incident make me go back to the priors. West Oakland Holloway and you and some callers, and it's your prerogative, you guys are opening the file again.
Well, the NBA is going to open the file again. That's the way they're doing it.
Yeah.
Or at least the way they've started to do it as of a year or two ago. Let's go to Marvin in San Francisco. Hey, Marvin, how you doing?
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
I got to reflect on this statement that this guy made about Draymond a little while back on the program. Sabonis grabbed Draymond's leg. And Draymond, to get his leg free, posted himself on Sabonis' body and then sprung off. The referee ran right up to that play and didn't call anything on Sabonis for grabbing Draymond's leg, and then called a flagrant or whatever on Draymond. It's like when LeBron stepped over Draymond in the finals and they ended up suspending Draymond when LeBron got away with stepping over him and a taunting called it wasn't called. So I think there's a double standard. He does have a reputation, but how much do you mutate the rules now where one guy gets to do it, but the other guy, because of his past, doesn't get to do it and gets punished? They're talking about suspending him for this. What about holding Steph Curry's uniform like Marcus Smart does all the time? I just don't get this double standard. I don't think Draymond has done anything this year that warrants a suspension. And if they're doing this, they're kind of adding things up. I don't like the way the NBA is doing this kind of stuff.
I don't think he should be suspended for this.
Yeah,
he's not going to be suspended
for this.
But I do think the NBA is acknowledging, Marvin, that they do have a double standard. They have a double standard. One, for players who commit an infraction who haven't had much of a history. And then another standard for guys who have a history.
Mm.
I think the NBA right now is acknowledging that, you know, they're doing the three strikes and you're out type of thing. This is interesting, and thank you, Joe Spadoni, for throwing this in there. This was during the NCAA tournament last year.
I got it right here. He sent it to me. Go ahead.
This is Draymond Green sent a tweet during the NCAA tournament when Purdue was playing. Job well done, 35. You did your job tonight. That's a player on the other team. It was him that made Edie quit with about 19 minutes to go in the second half. There was a turnover, and I saw Edie body language walking back. He was done. Now rewatch the game from that point on.
Yeah, so, right.
So there's some disdain for Edie. So how's Memphis creating a culture if he thought Edie was soft last year in college? Yeah. And if he thought he was soft in college last year, why'd you go after a guy like that?
Because it was easy.
Just asking questions. Yeah. Suzette in Oakley.
Hey.
What's going on, Suzette?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey.
You know, I only call when it's the Draymond issue because, you know, it's not going to change. You know, he's a bully. He's passive aggressive. He's major supercilious on any given day. And, you know, I can't give him the benefit of the doubt anymore. And you're right. I mean, they say it's a double standard, but this is going on for like 10 years now. You know, and I just want to say, how come he doesn't do that to the brothers, okay? How come he doesn't do that to Joel Embiid or Anthony Davis? He does it to other individuals that I'm not going to say because, you know, it's just not right. Why doesn't he pick on somebody like that?
Thanks for the call, Suzette. I'll let that one hang out there.
I don't know the answer
to that.
But again, I'm not defending Dre. I'm a guy along with you and our show, Stani, and the station that has noticed a different Draymond starting with this play and his microphone game about leadership. So,
well, wait a minute.
I think we're reacting. It sounds like something happened.
Something did happen. He got a flagrant one and he got ejected on Friday. Separate incidents.
But on the Dre scale, that's a single.
Well, then that is a double standard. Mm. I mean, if the bottom line is, Not everybody. Yeah. People praising him last week. And what West Oakland Holloway's saying is you guys fell for the banana in the tailpipe. And, okay, maybe this doesn't reach the height of a Gobert choke or a Nurkic punch or slap or whatever it was. But this is how it all starts. Holding on to Edie's leg, there's the flagrant one. Two technical fouls during the game, that's the ejection. Had the Warriors lost that game and he got thrown out earlier, this would be a bigger deal. The question is this more of just, like, it sounds to me like you may be, it sounds to me like most people believe it's just going to be more of the same at Draymond, and you believe that he's turned a corner.
I do. Okay, I got to be careful here. I do. But when Spadoni shared with us that tweet that you just read, again, I got to keep it real like I always do. Do you think he did that coming into the game already, not premeditated, knowing he thinks Edie is soft so he could get away with something like that?
That I have no idea about. I have no idea. But are we destined to go down the same road again?
So, real quick here, because now you got me thinking. Steiny, again, for me saying this is a single on the Draymond meter, you do feel like that's a double standard? Like because it's Draymond, I'm feeling like this flagrant one is nothing. I know what it can be, Evan. It can be 25 games.
Well, but there are also plays where he gets the benefit of the doubt of what he is. Against the Clippers, he had a play where he absolutely screamed
did you
at
see
the referee. Yes, I texted the group chat.
I thought the same thing. I couldn't believe
he got away with
any other player gets a tech for that.
But they know.
They know what? That he can get away with it. Look, the refs are not, for lack of a better word, a lot of refs are afraid of Draymond.
Okay.
All right. They just are. And you know what? Here's the other thing. Now they know anything they do with Draymond Green is going to get second guessed. And if you think that you call something on Draymond and now it's going to be an issue, what do? You give him the benefit of the doubt rather than get into that headache of, he shouldn't have been, he shouldn't have gotten a T for that E. No, he should have gotten a T. I thought he should have gotten a T for that.
We all texted, but now you got me thinking, why does it stop just there with the refs? It can be the league. It could be the league, Stein.
What do you mean?
Like the league could be like, oh, we don't even want to dredge this stuff back up, man.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see.
We'll see.
Because, if Draymond does something, I firmly believe that if Draymond does something that's deemed serious, he's not just going to get a 3-game suspension.
Oh, right.
He's going to get much more. Like, who's the greatest? LeBron James. If LeBron James does something and Draymond Green does the exact same thing, Draymond will get suspended for a longer period of time than LeBron James.
We all understand that and agree.
And I don't have a problem with that, actually,
right,
if you're going to take into account the past.
Yeah. They're called, that's criminals, and he's not a criminal, but priors.
All right.
Yeah.
Coming up at 11, we got Eddie Johnson. He's one of the best color man for the Phoenix Suns. And then we got Ben Golliver of the Washington Post. On the other side, Steve Kerr had something to say that was a little bit concerning about DeAndre Melton, and we can get into that. But, Goo, it's good to have you back.
I'm glad to be back, man. Thanks for holding it down.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up, at least in the first hour, you see Dalton connect?
What's funny?
It's incredible.
What's incredible?
That he fell that low, and you told, we'll get it on the other side.
Well, we still have time for you.
But you said because he's 20, like, why can't age be something attractive in a league that you could play to maybe you're 35 or 40? The Lakers have a talented dude that Steiny, just on your metric, that was available because he was too old.
Well, you know what, bud? You're the same guy that loves Kuminga, and you loved Wiseman. You know what I mean?
Well, oh boy.
Yeah.
And I got a victory lap. Yeah.
Not for an advisor.
Steiny.
All right. 888-957-9570. Eddie Johnson coming up in 20 minutes. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Segment also brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.